Earlier, we were talking about these crazy neighbor stories. I mean, we heard from people whose neighbors mowed their lawn in the middle of the night because the moonlight is free. And right. Obviously, it's a lot cooler then, too.
Sure.
Others who played music for the animals.
Uh-huh. Others who yelled at the animals.
Yelled at
like
the animals.
Owed him money.
Yes. Dude that washed his car in a Speedo.
Even in the winter.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just want to make sure that you don't get all your clothes wet. So, anyways, do you have any wild neighbor stories?
Amanda, neighbor's backyard pet turned out to be a goat.
Ow.
Just casually eating laundry off the clothesline.
Interesting.
Uh-oh.
Janice said, a few years ago, I had an elderly lady on the corner who kept 27 lawn gnomes, dressed them all for the holidays, gave them backstories. That's impressive, honestly. That is impressive. The commitment
That's
to
fantastic.
The bit is there.
I kind of need to see pictures.
Yeah, for
of
sure.
Those. Oh, man. Lisa lived next to a couple who argued via karaoke machine.
I have the microphone!
In full costume.
What?
With the windows open.
Wow.
I was like, what world am I living in? They needed costumes for their arguments?
I don't know, but, you know, sometimes you
also,
can...
Also, I need video of that.
Maybe you can hear each other better if you're yelling in a karaoke machine.
I mean, my goodness.
Rob via text said a lady upstairs from me a while ago kept a parrot that screamed, call 911.
Oh gosh.
Anytime someone walked by.
Oh.
Police have showed up more than once. Call 911.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
how do you untrain a parrot to say that? Because can you reason with a parrot? Say, listen,
yeah,
the
buddy,
police
buddy,
will
buddy.
Show up. That's a problem. You can't say that. Can a parrot understand? They can learn words, but can they understand reasoning?
Yeah. Can they not understand or they, can they
right.
de-learn
how
words?
Do you say, stop. Don't forget
unlearn.
That word.
Unlearn.
Unlearn
this.
It. Forget it. Amy, I once had a neighbor whose garage gym was actually just him wrestling mannequins he named after coworkers.
What?
Other than that, it was completely normal, LOL.
I mean, this guy's great, but on occasion he wrestles mannequins.
But he rage wrestles mannequins named after his coworkers.
You know, that
that is some issues you just need to work out.
I'm saying, you know, Amy, I would love to hear how you approached that for the very first time, because it's not like he has a sign that says these are my coworkers. You had to ask him, hey, buddy, I saw you.
Unless he's like, I hate you, Jim, from accounting.
Oh. I hate you, Jim, from accounting.
Maybe that's what he was doing.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
That's what he was shouting. She
crazy neighbor stories. We'll get to a couple more here. Teresa said, I once had a woman across the hall who had a life-sized cardboard cutout of The Rock in every window of hers to deter burglars. That's kind of like the Home Alone stuff, right?
Yes, but that's like her burglar scarecrow.
She's like, you know what? I saw Home Alone. I think the wet bandits could come for me, so.
Listen, if they think that The Rock lives here,
right.
They're certainly not going to try.
No, no way. They're not going to do anything.
It's foolproof. The Rock should really think about that, like making himself spokesperson for like home security.
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be great. Olivia, when I first moved to Louisville, there was a lady two houses down from me who pretended to be British for 2 years.
Are you kidding me?
And then dropped the accent mid-sentence at a block party. She was an interesting person.
Wow. Like, you know what?
That's something I would do.
I'm going to wow everybody. It was like a bit for a while, and she's like, I'm done with this.
Let's see how long I can keep it up.
I'm done.
Like, if I ever move to a different state, maybe I'll try that. I'll be British, Kelly, because they don't know. I can start fresh.
Yeah.
I can make up this entire backstory.
Yeah, they're like, it's funny. Like, she's the only one who seems to have a British accent, and it's kind of a Cockney, like, weird British accent.
Listen, the rest of her British accent is on point.
It sounds a little like, Mary Poppins, but...
Mary Poppins?
You know, the street sweeper from Mary Poppins, the chimney sweep from Mary Poppins. It kind of sounds like that, but the rest of her family just has a normal accent.
Because they're from Kentucky.
They picked her up.
Not me. I'm from across the pond.
They picked her up in the Cotswolds.
I'm pretty sure that I'm related to the royal family.
All right, that was funny. All right. Well, hey, thanks for the stories there. Wild neighbors on 99.7 DJX.